Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Sunday, the 29th of April. Sun is in Taurus, ruled by Venus. Planets are talking about
organization and organization and organization.
Oh, let's just get organized, planets.
Sun identity supporting Saturn's structure and full moon.
Okay.
In the immortal words of Lewis Carroll, the time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. So whether these are personal or professional in nature, and whether these involve shoes, ships, sealing wax, cabbages, kings, why the sea is boiling hot, or whether pigs have wings, begin your discussions unless you wish to see them go back to committee for an indefinite period. Also, on the count of three, the only ones who fail are the ones who never try. Therefore, these planets recommend that, rather than coming up with yet another logical reason that your scheme or idea could be less than stellar, you should devise an incentive program that encourages you to proceed. Moreover, think creatively about finances or the most feasible, intelligent, likely to function structures for various arrangements. And if your counterparts or the involved parties don't immediately see the beauty of your proposal, or seem somewhat reticent about acknowledging your genius, wait a few minutes and then hit them up again. As with the most recent weather, they are apt to change.
Signs particularly affected by sun supporting Saturn and a full moon.
Taurus, Cancer, Leo, Scorpio, Capricorn, and everybody else.
Okay, and if one's birthday, 29th of April.
To boldly go where no man has gone before and where you've been trying to go for ages heads your to-do list this year. So say au revoir to all the reasons you can't expand your range or broaden your horizons. While decent, they have had their moment. And once you've seen them out, open the door to all the reasons that you can and should, starting now.
Go tomorrow, Daily Planets.